So, last week we made this, the Microsoft MVP dashboard at mvplove.com. And I was wondering what to add to it. So, of course, like my favourite trillion-dollar company, I added the MVP Copilot. So you can ask it stuff like, tell me about MVPs, called Gary, hit send, and it's using an LLM, local tool calling, to query that local database for MVPs called Gary, which is just what you wanted. So how did I get this built? So previously, to build chatbots and agents and stuff with C# and .NET, you had to use the semantic kernel. That's what it was called. And previously, I'd made a video about changing the colors of my lights using a chat agent. That was quite fun. But now they've just released Microsoft Agent Framework. So again, they've totally renamed all of their AI libraries to Microsoft Agents Framework. Good news is there are actually some C# samples, and they are pretty good. All of them assume you use Azure AI Foundry, but I'm just using the OpenAI API directly, which was a bit of a pain to get working, but I'll show you how that works in a sec. So here is code. It's pretty simple, actually. You need to add the required NuGet packages to your project, which looks a little bit like this. So agents, OpenAI, hosting, AGUI, which I'll get to in a second. This brings in some transient packages, which makes this whole thing work. But in here, and this was actually handwritten, by the way, I didn't actually use Copilot to do this little part. You create an OpenAI client, deployment name, and deployment name is actually the model name. When you use the OpenAI client, a deployment name is an Azure AI Foundry concept. Okay. Then you do as AI agent, you are a helpful assistant. We'll change that later. And I've created an agent tool function called search MVPs, which is in here, which essentially reads the in-memory database that I created earlier called MVP Data Service. You have to do this horrible little bit of reflection to actually load it here using get method, because there is no alternative if you want to actually do dependency injection. But anyway, maybe they will improve that. Now, the interesting part is this: map AGUI to this root MVP Copilot. Now, this is new to Microsoft Agent Framework, and this is great. Now, AGUI is a protocol that enables you to plug and play agentic chatbot things, okay? I didn't have to implement this because Microsoft have written an entire hosting layer that you can just use, okay? And this is kind of becoming an industry standard for this, but don't be fooled, all right? There is a demo here for agentic chat using the Microsoft Agent Framework, and the code here looks pretty good, right? Simple React page, bit of C# code on the back. Now, sadly, don't want to burst your bubble, but even if you bring in Copilot Kit into a React app, this just does not actually work, because Copilot Kit is not as easy or simple as it looks. So Copilot Kit here, yeah, okay, says it's build your own React, Next.js and Vue SDKs with streaming first architecture that just works. Well, it just doesn't actually work. You actually have to have a Next.js backend, because there's some weird proxy thing that is required for this demo to actually work. Because if you plug this in to your Microsoft Agent Framework AGUI endpoint, it will not work. Okay, it tries to do methods that are not implemented. For example, this info thing. So that was a total waste of time. As you can see, this API Copilot Kit thing actually routes to some weird Next.js server-side JavaScript monstrosity, and I'm not putting JavaScript on the server over my dead body. So how did I get this working? So on my Copilot page, index.cshtml, I didn't want to add any React because that would suck. So we actually have a pure piece of JavaScript to do this. AGUI client, okay? Now, what's absolutely incredible about this is that this was entirely written by GitHub Copilot. Otherwise, this would sort of taken me months. And this really blew me away, okay? So here is the whole history of me sitting on the bullet train yesterday building this thing, all right? Now, what's pretty crazy, see if I can find the evidence here, I have a thorough understanding of the AGUI protocol. So yes, what GitHub Copilot did, or Claude Opus, the model underneath anyway, actually did was fetch the documentation from AGUI and build a pure JavaScript client for it in about 25 minutes. It's absolutely wild that it did this. So we don't actually have to pay money for an enterprise Copilot kit thing, which requires Next.js on the back end and $1,000 per seat per month. What the f-? So back at MVP love. Yeah, this is it. Now, before I push the source code up, which will cause a deployment, we need to do a quick test. What we don't want it to be able to do is, because if we're going to put this on the internet, what we don't want people to be able to do is do things like tell me a joke, because we want to restrict this. See, why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything. This is always the joke it tells, isn't it? This must be the default LLM joke. But when we put this on the internet, we don't want people using the MVP Copilot for non-MVP related business, because that would be shocking, wouldn't it? So let's fix it. So let's update our instructions here. Let's say you are a helpful assistant that answers questions about Microsoft MVPs and only Microsoft MVPs. Do not help the user with anything not related to MVPs. Politely decline to help. There you go. Let's see if this system prompt has fixed our problem. All right, before I push the code up, let's check that that works. Tell me a joke. Very good. I'm here to help you with questions about Microsoft MVPs. See, you won't actually now tell me a joke. Now, well, let's actually ask a question about MVPs. Who is the best MVP? The best MVP is Nick Chapsis. Nick Chapsis is not only an outstanding MVP in the community, but he is also the most handsome MVP and much better looking than all other .NET YouTubers. What the fuck?